WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That is Electric Lion Soundwave Experiment. And they're going to be live in the studio on, I believe, April 9th. Yes, April 9th here. So just about a week and a half away, you're going to be able to hear that band here at the station. That is a couple of tracks. We didn't get to hear the entire second piece. That was Space Relations by them from their CD, their record Falling on the Swords That God Gave Us from Pinhole Records. Before that, actually, that Space Relations was the first track. I think Landshark was the second one, but anyway, you get the picture. So that's going to do it for the motor portion. Right now we're going to switch over to a rebroadcast of Carolyn Strio from a previous Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Loren unfortunately could not make it, something beyond anybody's control there. Things happen. So we're just going to play a rebroadcast of Carolyn Strio from a previous show, and I hope you enjoy it. There is some newer songs in there that I'm sure you'll recognize from her record that came out last year. So go ahead and listen, and stay tuned at 6 o'clock for Radio Mysteries, and I will be back next Thursday for Sounds from the Corridor, Motor, etc., etc. All right.
And we are ready for the live drive at 5. We have Carolyn Strio live in our studio today. Are you there, Carolyn? Oh, are you there, Carolyn?
I am here.
There you are. In fact, why don't we start out with a song to let people know what Carolyn Strio is all about. What are you going to do for us today?
Well, we've got a lot of selections today. I'm going to start with a little bit of piano. And we just got out of January, and this song's called January Baby. And I wanted to say Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you. to know all the things in your head. Baby, I would love to know all about the dead. Scarlet moon, arrest my soul, take me down to my bed. Love you, I would love to know all the things in your head. The things I'd learn if I could know just where we come from. The winter world is cold and hard, softer ground lies undone. Would love to know all the things in your head. And baby, I would love to know about the dead. I'm a scarlet moon, I'm gonna rest your soul and take you down to my bed. I lost control, it's getting old, and I forgot what I said. Just where we come from. The winter world is cold and hard, softer ground is undone. And baby, why'd you love me so when January was done? I lost control, it's getting old, softer ground life is undone. But I'm softer when I lie undone. Things in your head. And baby, I would love to know about the dead. I'm like a scarlet moon, I'm gonna rest your soul, take you down to my bed. I lost control, it's getting old, I forgot what I said. The things I'd learn if I could know just where we come from. The wind cold and hard, softer ground is undone. And baby, why'd you love me so when January was done? I lost control, it's getting old, softer ground, it lies undone. but I'm softer when I lie undone. It's just, I had to go, and I love you, and I'm just a photo now. I'm just.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Now, you've been called a lot of things. You've been called a rocker, a pop girl, a folk singer, an anti-folk, cabaret, gypsy punk. And you've done all those, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I've kind of run, I don't like the typecast thing, and I never did. And it was always something I just wanted to blend everything that I've, grown up with.
Well, you've done a lot of different things, and this and next week, you've got a show at the Butcher's Inn, don't you?
Oh, I do. That's a fun place in Eastern Market, it's on near Winder and Butcher's Inn, actually.
Yes. It's on Winder Street.
Yeah, there you are. And that's next Saturday, the 23rd. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, the doors are at 8:30, and the show is at 9:30. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it'll be a good night. We've got a lot of friends coming up.
Okay, are you going to be performing solo there? Or?
I will have a band that night, and I'm solo today, and often I go back and forth, it depends on the venue, so I'll have a couple guitar players with me who will usually play with me.
Okay, and who are those usually?
Jason Schaller and Scott Daly.
Okay, because, yeah, I've seen them with you many times.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we work together a lot. I'm going to be adding a violinist pretty soon because, as you hear some of the newer stuff on my new recording, I am branching into that a little bit. Maybe have some percussion on some of the shows, so that'll be sweet.
You've got a new CD coming out?
I do.
Because you just brought one in today. I didn't even know you had one coming out.
Well, I've had, in the past, I've had several recordings, three recordings with... Secrets in Space, Reminiscing About the Future, and Dreams Can Be Your Friend. And after that, we did something for Italy and Europe, a short CD, and then I was on a compilation, Motor City Music Awards. But this new one is time for it,
Yeah.
But we had good stuff going on with those other CDs, and they're still... Most are almost sold out, but it was a lot of work we did together with Louis Resto and Dave McMurray, Freddie Brooks, and Mac Aborn Rhythmic Arts.
Okay, and Freddie Brooks, Dave McMurray and Louis Resto, they've gone on you got them started. And or they helped you. Yeah, everybody helps out together on these things.
Yeah.
But Louis has been playing with Eminem.
Yeah, he's had some big, big success, and he's a wonderful piano player. He's marvelous and great songwriter. And
David, yeah, he got a Grammy last year.
He got a Grammy and an Oscar both, right? Yeah.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
And David McMurray is now playing with Kid Rock?
He is with Kid Rock. He's amazing. He's just the best saxophone player there could be, so... I was privileged,
Oh, you've been a lucky girl.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh, and we've been lucky enough to have you come here for Valentine's Day and play just for us. For all our listeners out here.
Hi to everybody out there.
Yeah. In fact, why don't we play some more for all our listeners out there?
Yeah, I'm starting with some piano, and I'm going to build up to a little bit more an up performance. This is a song called Motherless Child. That's one of my favorites. I hope you enjoy this.
Thank you.
child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, so far, far from home, so far from home.
Now you can hear many influences in there from in fact, your bio says your major influences have been Bella Bartok, Eric Satie, and Iggy and the Stooges.
Oh yeah, they're huge. They're huge. We can go on and on. But being a classical pianist, you know, for a while and improvising mainly.
You were a classical pianist?
Well, you know, I took all those lessons and really played a lot of classical, but it was just too confining. And now I love classical. I listen to it all the time. But for me, wanting to be a songwriter, I took that and went somewhere with that and made it into a punky kind of rock and roll. I don't know. I don't really know what you call it.
It's Strijo music.
It's Strijo music. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. But I could keep playing piano for hours. And I you know, I've got my other keyboard here, my buddy Louise, and a guitar. So I've got a couple things from the new CD. And Silver Tortoise.
And the name of that is?
Is This Me?
Okay. Is it available anywhere yet?
You know, it's going to be available. It's mainly through MySpace and through my shows. And
tell me, what is your
CD
MySpace?
CD Baby, I think. It's it's myspace.com and then Strijo.
And how do you spell that?
Strijo.
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 Okay. Mm-hmm. From Miss Strijo.
Yep. Yep, that's right. Okay. I remember that.
Of course.
So, it was, you know, I produced it with Jonas Brzezinskis, and it's a 4-song EP. And, you know, it's just it's a test of what I'm doing, you know, right now. And I think that it's pretty different because each song has its own story. It's not in one vein.
Okay. So it's
which I like. Yeah.
Well, you've always been very diverse. You've always done a lot of different things.
I've been lucky to have a lot of good friends and musicians that are great. And then I came from somewhere, like I said, that wasn't, let's just do punk, let's just do rock. It was just kind of a lot of different blends. And I think that it's interesting for me. I mean, I don't want to tell anyone else, you know, the way to go, but for me, that's what works. It does.
Well, why don't you make it work for us right now with something off your brand new EP.
I'm going to switch over to this, and I hope it sounds as good because it sounds wonderful in here.
Thank you.
That was wonderful, and really, people have got to come down and see you perform live to really get the full effect of this music.
It's a lot different live. You got to see a live show.
Oh.
Any of the performers you love are, I mean, you know, you can't always capture that on record. You try,
but you get the blonde hair flowing and those high-heeled boots kicking up, and yeah.
Well, you know, it's just the, what do you call it, performance artist?
Yes, uh-huh. You have been called that.
Well.
And along with the artist,
Hear somebody talking.
Yeah, I'm trying here. It's Lynn from No Boys Allowed on Saturday afternoons, and I was looking at your bio and took a lot of interest in the sketching that you're doing. This is gorgeous work on the new EP.
Oh, thank you. You know, I've just started. If you look on the label, I've started to do that. I did that for a while. I never, you know, actually had something come out. So now I'm interested in maybe doing some kind of, you know, art show.
Well, you've been performing at art shows for years.
Yeah, with great, great local artists and national artists, too. And
yeah.
We've got great ones, you know, like Patty Izzo and Gwen Joy and Niagara and Mark Arminsky, Kerry Grimshaw and Carl Lundgren. It's great people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you've always performed at art galleries for years.
Yes, I have for a long time. I kind of split it up between all kinds of scenes.
Now, I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Carolyn Streho performing live on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right here on WHFR 89.3. And if you're just tuning in, you can listen in later and catch our podcast. Just go to WHFR.FM And on the right-hand column, go to the very bottom and look for podcasts. Get the podcast for today, and you can listen to this show at your leisure.
Well, that's a great idea.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to get those great ideas. And to really get the true effect of Miss Carolyn Strijo, you got to go see her at the Butcher's Inn.
Yeah, that's my next show in Eastern Market.
Yeah, that'll be February 23rd.
It's a Saturday night. After that, it's going to kind of, there's a lot of work I want to do with a lot of things with new writing. So that's what's, I'm working on some new songs. I've got a ton of other songs that are not on this record, too. And then also some more sketching. And then there's some things coming up in April.
Oh, in April, you've got a songwriter showcase series?
I have two things at Memphis Smoke, a Motor City Music Awards showcase, and then a songwriter series show as well.
Okay.
Be fun.
Well, it's all about the songs, and it's all about the songwriter, which today is Miss Carolyn Strijo. And what can we do for you? Well, what can you do for
I've
us?
I've got more stuff, and I'm contemplating moving to guitar, which would be really fun, but then I thought maybe I'd stay in this mode for one more minute, and I hope people are enjoying the piano, because I know your shows are varied, and there's a lot of all kinds of music, and I'm kind of quietly getting into Valentine's Day music, and I love this piano. I love uprights, I love baby grands, and sometimes I get spoiled when I play a baby grand, but this is a song that we did in Europe. It was about a year and a half, not even that long ago. And it's just a sweet little song, so I'm going to do that.
And it's Valentine's Day, and it's all about love, and do what you love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. And that song was called?
Moon in A Minor.
Ah. And you get to see your classical and your punk influences in that song.
Yeah, and you know, being in the studio in here, it's, you know, you kind of want to move, and it's like you're kind of confined, but you're not. It's just a blend. I don't know. I'm just having a good time.
Huh. Well, if the feeling hits you, just kick that stool back. It's okay. Now you've worked with a lot of people in town.
Yeah.
And for a while you were working with Patti Smith, weren't you?
Oh yeah. Well, that's a long story. A lot of stuff we did with Patti and when she came back out on you know, doing music, and that was in the 90s to late 90s. And then, you know, I've sat in with her several times since, you know, many shows. People Have the Power is one of our signature songs we do together. Then in 2005, she did the Meltdown in London, which was fantastic. She had all kinds of people on that. So she called me, and we played. I went over there and opened for Steve Earle, who's absolutely fantastic, and played with Steve Earle in Patti's band with everybody, too.
And this was at the Royal Albert Hall?
Royal Festival Hall, yeah. And what was really great was we did a night before that where all these women, all wonderful people, like Tori Amos and Yoko Ono and Sinead O'Connor, you know, and everybody was there, and we all sang together. It was just great. You know, I could go on and on about that. That was a really great experience. Beth Orton, who I know you know, Kirsten Hirsch, wonderful singers and musicians that we all love.
Oh, all your contemporaries.
Well, you know, it was good to be up on stage with everybody. And of course, Jackson's wonderful. You know, her son is a great guitar player. And we have a lot of fun. I mean, I haven't seen her of late. I played with her, I sat at Michigan Theater in August when she was here the last time. So, a busy woman. She's everywhere.
Okay. I see you brought your guitar out.
I did. I was kind of thinking of doing some songs on guitar now. Switch it around a little. And this song called Ocean is one of the songs on Is This Me, the new record. So I'll play that one. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Oh. Now, where should we go from here? I want to remind you that you can always get a hold of Carolyn where?
You can get a hold of me on MySpace. That's probably the best spot. It's just Streo. How easy is that?
Just MySpace?
.com/Streo.
Okay. And you've got a show coming up at the Butcher's Inn?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We played there before. It was really fun. I'm playing there Saturday, the 23rd of February, and there's going to be some special guests. Vivian from Toronto's coming in, and I'll have the band, and I may even have a couple. I may have Erin from the Ragbirds play violin. She's wonderful.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, some of the Ragbirds, Erin and Ryan Randall are on my new CD, and they're wonderful people, and they're just great, great musicians.
They really are. We've had them in the studio before, so
yeah.
We know what they're like.
Right, they're fantastic. And then later on this year, I'm playing festivals that are going to be, like, there's a couple in the UP and stuff like that. So, you know, going up to there is going to be fun, and hopefully back over to Europe. I'm looking forward to that if all goes well.
Very cool. Hi, Carolyn. It's been, we've known you a long time.
I know.
I remember seeing you, I think it might have been the Third Street Saloon or something. You were playing a piano and singing the Terrible Twos.
Oh, my gosh. I
and
don't
stuff
know where
goes
that
way
was.
Way back. And, the nights at the Aguave when they used to have the art
Aguave.
Openings.
That was great, too. Yeah.
Those were good times. Yeah. I don't know how you've kept under the radar. You are just so good, and you've worked with so many, you know, national people.
I know.
And yet you're still a Detroiter.
Well, yeah, I'm still living here in Detroit. But the thing is, it happens with a lot of people, you know, that you don't hear about people because often they are doing stuff that's either out of town or, like you said, the odd shows that people don't, maybe, you know, art shows, things like that, poetry, a lot of poetry and art things that really I love. So that's where I'm being at lately.
Oh, good. In fact, we've seen you do lots of things. We remember you back at the Bookies days with the Cubes.
Oh, yeah, and that's like, you know, Freddie knew I had worked on Patti Smith's tour, her Because the Night tour, and, you know, and I was influenced a lot by Patti and Fred Sonic Smith both. And so many people, there was just so much great music, and just like now, there's like so many good artists out now, a lot of great local groups, you know, there's just everything is opened up, although we don't hear them all the time. I mean, you're not going to hear Charlotte Gainsbourg or Leslie Feist you're finally hearing right now because she's on so many commercials, but there's just a lot of really good music around the whole world, and it's almost better to go out and be world music than just pigeonholed again, you know. And I'd stress that because young artists tend to do that. You know, you've got everybody wanting to either be the next big rock thing or, and I'll tell you, you know, I just play the hard rock and I play other places that are oriented in that respect, but again, if you can take all the stuff you love and put it all together, even if you're under the radar, eventually, you know, people will hear you.
Okay, because you've always done a combination of rock and folk and jazz and a lot
of
things.
Yeah, and the funk kind of thing a little bit with Wasn't It Was group, you know, people in my band, but it was neat going solo, and it was a smart thing because it got me back on piano, you know, my original instrument, and we'll go from there.
Okay, well, you've got 15 minutes left.
I do.
What would you like to do for us?
Well, you know, I have a song called Tiara on the new record. I'd love to play it on piano, but I play it on guitar mainly, so it could be an experiment where I stop in the middle of it, so I'm going to try something with that.
And, okay.
Spoken. One girl is far, one girl's just waiting away from it all. She says, I'm going up, you went way far away, you day look away. One girl's the answer, one girl is far, one girl's just waving away from the wall. She says, I'm going up, you will watch me, I know. I'm a queen for a day, for her life I could sew. Tiara, 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 we all fall down. Tiara, 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 wearing a crown. One sister spoken, one sister's mean. One sister goes for the way she'll be seen. She says, I'm going up, you will watch me, I know. I'm the king of spades, for her life I was sold. Look away, run away. Come on, run away. One sister special, one sister's clean. One sister goes for the way she'll be seen. She says, I'm going way far away. You will watch me, I know. I'm a queen for a day. Tiara, 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 we all fall down. Tiara, 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 wearing a crown. Tiara, we all fall down. Tiara, 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 wearing a crown. Tiara, 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 we all. Look for the life I can bring it to you, wearing a crown. We all down, wearing a crown.
Thank you. Carolyn, I'm not giving up on this art thing, so I have another question for you. You brought us some really neat posters about the Butchers in concert next Saturday. Did you do the artwork on this, or just the assembly? Or
actually, I didn't. I got a surprise from a friend, direct from Detroit Music, Richard Blondie, who did that. And it's kind of evocative of the 60s, people have told me. It's got a black light feel to it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he did a great job on that. My other one is a photo from the Wyandotte Festival last year.
Oh, okay, yeah, we have
boa.
That one too.
Yeah, so, yep, yeah, and yeah, I hope people come out. I think they will, because that place is fun, and Eastern Market's a good
it
area.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even in the wintertime, I've had play the music hall, you know, the jazz music hall. We had a good crowd for that.
Yeah, you did that just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we just rock and roll wine tasting. That 120 people were there on a Thursday. It was snowing. I mean, you just never know. And it's been really a fun winter, exhausting, because I didn't really want to play that much. I just wanted to get, you know, write new songs and kind of hang out and do my music quietly. But it never works that way. And, I mean, we've got another show, so it'll be fun.
Well, great. It's always good to go out and see you playing live, because that's really what life is all about.
Life is live.
Yeah.
And so it's more fun than the movies.
It's all the way you live it.
Yeah, it's true. I'm going to do, if you guys want to hear another one.
Well, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
This is also off the new CD, Is This Me? And it's called Promised Land. It's good, timely music for now, because we've got an election coming up, and, you know, I'm a supporter of Barack Obama, or I hope that that works out, and a supporter of people's rights, let's put it that way. Basically, it's not so much, it's who can do the best for our country right now, and we've got a lot of problems.
Yes.
More than ever.
Yes, you know.
And in the city as well, we've got, you know, with that, so there's a lot of hope and prayer and faith we need now. Personally, professionally, internationally, worldly,
well,
you name it.
Can you take us to the promised land
I'm gonna
right
take
now?
You to the promised land. Let's see what I can do with this. I played bass on this for the first time. I'm starting to play bass, so this is my new exciting venture. Let's see how that goes. But today I'm going to do the regular version of it.
I'm on all night. You gotta sit right down and hold me tight. All right, oh baby, all night. You gotta sit right down and hold me tight. Oh, come on, all night, oh baby, all right. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, baby, all right, all right, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. You got a promised land that's yours tonight. You got a promised land that's yours tonight. You got a promised land that's yours tonight. You got a, you got a, you got a promised land that's yours tonight. You got a, you got a, you got a, you got a, oh baby, all night, oh baby, all right. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight. Oh, come on, all right, oh baby, all night. Promised land is yours tonight.
And Miss Carolyn Streho has brought us to the promised land right here in our WHFR studios. Ooh. And unlike most people, you've got it right on time, too.
I do.
I want to
say...
No. In fact, I want to remind everybody, you've got a show at Butcher's Inn next week.
Yes, Roger. Thank you very much for your help.
All right.
And for the show today. Margaret and everybody, I wanted to thank you, and thanks to Jonas and everyone who's been in.
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, to stay at the top and meet the competition of the underworld's keenest